welcome back, and very excited to have some breaking positive news on the green front today. If you haven't heard, it looks like there's not going to be a green light on the Keystone XL pipeline, of course, something we have covered here heavily on the green front with all the protests, some 12,000 people protesting, many of them arrested at the White House over the summer, and then again in November. This is a huge activist issue. It really is a litmus test for President Obama, as many have said, because this is his decision alone to make, does not depend on Congress's action, and so it looks like the president is doing the right thing. It's not quite a red light, but it's certainly not a green, so more of a yellow to red. Going to bring in Jamie Henn, who is with 350.org. They have been in the forefront of this battle to stop the pipeline, and welcome to the green front, Jamie, and congratulations.
Thanks. It's good to be with you.
Great to have some good news to report. It's not quite official yet, but the New York Times and Washington papers are all reporting that the State Department any minute now is going to announce that they cannot recommend going forward with the controversial pipeline within the 60-day deadline that was set by Congress, that deadline coming up next month, February 21st. What do you suspect is behind this? And first the good news, and then we'll talk about why it doesn't necessarily signal an end to this threat.
You bet. Well, it is very good news today, and we are looking to get more details and an official announcement from the State Department later on this afternoon. But this is a real victory for people all across the country, from ranchers and farmers in Nebraska and Texas who really started this fight, to the thousands upon thousands of people who have taken action over the last 6 months. You know, over 1,253 people were arrested at the White House during a sit-in last August to really put Keystone on the map. We came back to D.C. and have completely surrounded the White House with over 12,000 people in November. And protests have continued moving forward. So this is a real victory for folks all across the country who realized from the start that this pipeline was a scam, that it was designed to send oil overseas, and that if we burn that oil from the Canadian tar sands, it would have devastating effects on our climate. So it's a really good thing to see President Obama standing strong up to big oil. By no means is this fight over. They'll be coming back with this pipeline and many more, but today's a really good victory in an ongoing fight, and we're looking to take that momentum and keep this movement getting even larger.
Absolutely. Thank you to everyone who did stop their lives. And, you know, many people traveled quite a distance to get to D.C. to be part of that important protest. And, of course, NASA scientist, climate expert Dr. James Hansen famously quoted as saying, if the president okays this, it will basically be game over for the climate. I mean, that's chilling every time I hear it and say it. And a lot of people really responded to that because he's been in the forefront of this for decades, as long as Al Gore has been. And we're going to hear a clip from Al Gore in a few minutes, not on this particular issue, but on the need to make climate change part of the presidential election, and the Republican debates having been, you know, decidedly missing in action in terms of discussing this really critical issue to our planet. But back to the news of the day, the expected announcement later today from the State Department. Is it kind of a technicality? Are they saying it's really about the routing issue through Nebraska, and is that why it will come back, but perhaps it's something that the Obama administration can avoid having to decide before the election?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, this is not quite the full victory that we'd always want, which would that the Obama administration would stand up and say, you know, no to the pipeline 100%, and also really lay out the clean energy jobs plan and the ways that we really do want to get off oil eventually. But in this political climate, that we still, the White House deserves some credit for standing up to big oil that said they would cause the president massive electoral consequences if he denied the pipeline. So they're standing strong, which is a big deal. This pipeline, yeah, is likely to come back in various forms, but it really has dealt it a pretty serious blow. If you look at TransCanada's stock today, I think it's gone down so much that they're probably losing around $400 million because of the announcement. So the stock markets have spoken, but they at least believe that this is serious business. So,
and the Speaker, John Boehner, has spoken too. He is quoted as saying, President Obama is about to destroy tens of thousands of American jobs and sell American energy security to the Chinese.
Yeah, I mean, that's another complete lie from the Speaker. We've seen these sort of lies come out of the oil industry and Republicans in the House over and over again. This pipeline creates very few jobs, none of which are temporary, and the real job opportunities are getting off oil and ending our dependence on the product, and stopping Republicans and others from holding back the types of clean energy jobs plans that have been put forward all year. I think a lot of people are really actually looking to create real lasting jobs in this country, but are stymied time and time again because of the effect of big oil money in Congress that allows them to block the type of legislation that could lead to real jobs and real change and real benefits for our environment. So part of our hope is that the pipeline and our victory here really shows that we're ready to go in a new direction and can help build the momentum necessary to go after some of the larger programs and larger decisions and larger fights that could really have more of a lasting impact on the environment and the economy.
And Bill McKibben, upon hearing the expected good news, said, assuming that what we're hearing is true, this isn't just the right call, it's the brave call. The knock on Barack Obama from many quarters has been that he's too conciliatory, but here, in the face of a naked political threat from big oil to exact huge political consequences, he stood up strong, saying this is a victory for Americans who testified in record numbers and who demanded that science get the hearing usually reserved for big money. So there is reason to rejoice. But what do you say to those who say, well, look, if we don't build it, if it doesn't go through the United States, it's just it's going to be built and the oil is going to go to China and they're going to burn it up even faster?
Well, this is another kind of lie that's trotted out from the industry. If you look at the fight that's happening over the other pipelines that companies are proposing to get the oil out of Canada, the biggest one that is currently in the docket, the kind of Keystone XL of Canada, is called the Enbridge Northern Gateway Pipeline that would run from Alberta out to the western coast of British Columbia and Vancouver. That pipeline has been just delayed another year and is tied up in all sorts of disputes from First Nation communities who are not allowing the pipeline to go through their land, to people all up and down the coast of British Columbia who don't want to see the additional oil tanker traffic in their waters that the pipeline would necessitate. You know, these people remember vividly the Exxon Valdez spill and other spills that have happened up there. Something like 80% of people in British Columbia don't want that additional pipeline and don't want that additional oil tanker traffic. So, you know, Prime Minister Harper and the oil industry can talk all they want about trying to send the oil out to China, but, you know, they got to build pipelines to move it, and every pipeline that they propose is meeting massive resistance on the ground and at the national and international level. So I think the more and more we can stop these pipelines, the more that we can keep this tar sands oil on the ground and avoid, as you quoted, the real game over scenario for the climate that Dr. Hansen was worrying about.
And isn't this also, you know, very important just for the morale of environmentalists across America or anyone's concerned about our planet, because we've had so many setbacks and things have gotten so bleak and so surreally awful just in terms of, you know, all the denial. And we really need to gain some momentum and feel like we do have a voice, that sanity will prevail if we speak out loud and long enough.
That's right. Well, I think people are fired up and ready to go. You know, we had massive turnout at every protest around Keystone. It spread all across the country and really galvanized a grassroots movement on climate change like we haven't seen. So this is a victory that is, you know, everybody who stood up, it's a credit to everyone for really being willing to do things like civil disobedience, to be willing to put aside their lives for a little bit and really get involved. And the fight continues. Less than a week from today, next Tuesday in Washington, D.C., there's going to be a big action at Congress where hundreds of people will be dressing in referee outfits like the folks at the Super Bowl and really blowing the whistle on big oil money corruption in Congress and calling some fouls on all the members of Congress who've been supporting this project because of the donations they've been getting from the oil industry. So again, it's a small way to really start shining a spotlight on the systematic changes that we really need to be making, and hopefully kicking off what will be an exciting year of events and protests and rallies and campaigns across the country as well as back in D.C. to keep this movement going and build on the incredible momentum that this win and the entire fight against Keystone has really brought us.
So let's make sure that 2012 is, in fact, the year that the shift hits the fan. Let it begin. I think it just did. Thanks so much,
perfect.
Amy Henn with 350.org. Please give Bill McKibben my personal mazel tov. It's been, you know, really a hard-fought battle, and he's really been leading the way. And we know he went without a lot of sleep and just tireless supporter for the right, you know, to have a clean environment and to oppose things that don't make sense for our climate. So, again, congratulations to all of you at 350.org for the great work.
Thanks a lot. Well, we'll be celebrating and getting back to work.
Great. We'll check in next week, find out.